block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity PAC.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, Nevadans are concerned with rising health care costs and are willing to support politicians who make lowering deductibles, premiums, and other out-of-pocket costs a priority. It's time for insurance to act like insurance, paid for by Consumers for Quality Care. Good people. Very good people. Coming up, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking, will join us. We are now 75 days from Election Day. What can we expect? And is it a red wave, a large red wave, or maybe just a small one, just a little trickle? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Business owner, would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A judge has ordered the Justice Department to make public a redacted version of the affidavit it relied on when federal agents searched the Florida estate of former President Trump to look for classified documents. The directive from U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart came hours after federal law enforcement submitted under seal the portions of the affidavit that they want to keep secret as their investigation moves forward. The judge said the department must file its redacted version by noon on Friday. President Biden will kick off the midterm election with a rally in a Democratic stronghold.
President Joe Biden is aiming to turn months of legislative accomplishments into political energy. He's holding a kickoff rally Thursday evening to boost Democrats' fortunes 75 days out from the midterm elections. The event is set for the safely Democratic Washington suburb of Rockville, Maryland. It's meant to ease Mr. Biden into what White House aides say will be an aggressive season of championing his policy victories and aiding his party's candidates. Democrats have seen their political hopes rebound in recent months amid a burst of action by Congress and the president. Republican candidates still hold leads in most national polling. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at townhall.com, President Vladimir Putin ordering the Russian military to increase the size of the country's armed forces amid military action in Ukraine.
Putin's decree signed didn't explain whether the military will beef up its ranks by drafting a bigger number of conscripts, increasing the number of volunteer soldiers, or using a combination of both. The Kremlin has said that only volunteer contract soldiers take part in what it calls the special military operation in Ukraine, rejecting claims that it's pondering a broad mobilization. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 324 points, the NASDAQ ahead 207. More at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 104, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has appointed a three-person advisory council, which is tasked with figuring out how Nevada can conserve even more water. The trio is Southern Nevada Water Authority General Manager John Ensminger, his former boss Pat Mulroy, and Nevada Senior Climate Policy Coordinator Kristen Averett. The governor said the expertise of the three will help keep the Silver State on the forefront of technology and innovation when it comes to water use and conservation. The Clark County Coroner's Office has identified the remains of a body found at Lake Mead in May. 42-year-old Thomas Ernt is believed to have drowned in the lake in August of 2002. His remains were found in the Colville Bay area on May 7th, one of the handful of discoveries made due to the receding water level at Lake Mead. The Vegas Golden Knights are staying in-house to replace injured starting goaltender Robin Lehner, who will miss the entire upcoming NHL season for double hip surgery. General Manager Kelly McCrimmon said Vegas will have a goaltending tandem of 8-year veteran Laurent Brossoit plus Logan Thompson, who's got 20 career games under his belt.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound. That's at Gillespie. Moderate flows as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, southbound at Sahara. And remember, those HOV lanes are under repair between Tropicana and Warm Springs on the 15.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar. I was just there last Sunday morning. I even won some money. On East Flamingo at Pecos. Hard to believe it. We are 75 days from Election Day. Is there a big red wave coming our way? Or just a little trickle, a little red trickle. We're going to find out 75 days from now. Joining us now, I am so happy to have him on. I always learn something when he's on. He is Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking, and he joins us. Paul, how you been?
Hey, Kevin. I've been all right. A little crazy, but that's I think that's kind of normal for most folks in my position, trying to avoid phone calls from politicians.
This is true. This is the time when they're all out, what I call dialing for dollars, which is essentially they're out fundraising. Do you get a lot of those calls?
Absolutely. No, I do. And, you know, we support people who support the trucking industry and who have a history of supporting us. And, you know, when I think about trucking, Kevin, I can't just think about trucks, right? Because trucks can't operate unless all of the other businesses that we move things for are doing well and operating. So, you know, we tend to try to look at the economy of the state of Nevada in a really holistic way. And, you know, what happens to one sector of the economy, you know, whether it's negative or positive, is going to have that same kind of impact on us. And, you know, kind of looking at where we're at today in this economy, you know, a lot of people are having to make choices in terms of how they spend their money, because one thing that you do have to spend your money on, if you're in the trucking business, if you're in the manufacturing business, any business, is energy. And what we've done in terms of energy policy in this country, I think has really had a negative impact on the supply. And of course, when you don't have that supply and you either have an excess demand or the demand stays where it is as the supply goes down, you see those prices escalate. And that's what we're seeing now. And, you know, it's tough for a lot of our folks to put that money out, you know, every month to pay their fuel for to pay their diesel tax bill. You know, hey, if you were paying, you know, $2 million 2 years ago, you're now paying $4 million. So, you know, some of that stuff is definitely a challenge, buddy.
Paul, tell me what it was like during the pandemic for your industry. Did it shut down your industry? Did it do nothing? What?
It all depended what economic sector you were in. So if you were moving booze for the casinos, if you were moving vehicles, if you were moving gas, it was really, really tough. If you were moving packages for Amazon, or you were one of those last mile delivery services, you know, the trucks that we see in our neighborhood that are brown or purple, you were really, really busy. So it just kind of depended on that sector of the economy. You know, folks that were delivering to restaurants, obviously they were hurting. But it was also interesting. A lot of them, got nimble and said, okay, hey, if we can't haul for restaurants, let's haul groceries. Let's haul refrigerated freight for the stores that need it. And, you know, it was interesting. I was talking to one of my truck dealers, and they got a call from a liquor distributor. And the liquor distributor said, hey, we have 18 trucks with you. We're probably going to be late on some of these truck payments. And a few months later, they called and said, hey, we're good. We were able to change our operations. And, you know, we found some contracts where they needed they needed us. We're now moving food into grocery stores. So, you know, they changed our operations. So, you know, one of my absolutely favorite people in the trucking business is a guy named Paul Truman. Paul Truman has True Line Corporation, which is located down in Henderson, Nevada. It's a great company. They have phenomenal drivers. I think they have five or six folks that have become drivers of the year for the Nevada Trucking Association, and including our current one. In 2008, they were a flatbed company. They were a company that was very dependent on what was going on with the construction industry. And anybody who has been in Nevada for any length of time and who was here during that time knows what happened to the construction industry and how absolutely decimated it was, and home building, and, you know, hell, Kevin, I don't think the Fountain Blue's open yet, right? Although I was talking to somebody who is moving some stuff over there today, so maybe soon. But they were able to change their operations, and, you know, they were extremely busy during the pandemic because they were moving a lot of food and dry goods. And, you know, we do see some really amazing business people in this industry who, you know, when they're faced with a challenge, they get smart. And they say, okay, how are we going to meet this? You know, what are we going to do to be able to change our customer base, to make sure that our drivers are still driving their trucks and that they can put food on their table for their families? You know, I will say, Kevin, I feel blessed every day to work for these folks, because you have to be a good business person to be able to survive in the trucking business. We did have a lot of people who got into the trucking business after the pandemic because that demand was so high. And that was a great time for trucking. That was a great time for rates. We had low fuel prices. It will be really interesting to see, you know, what happens to the folks who haven't been through, you know, some of those crazy, tumultuous economic times, and, you know, how they're able to cope with a downturn.
Will there be operators that simply will not survive?
Yeah, I think that is something that is true in a lot of businesses. I will say, after 2008, I think the industry has gotten a lot smarter in terms of you know, things like fuel surcharges and passing what right now is one of your biggest costs to operate in the industry, being able to pass those on to your customers. But the reality is, Kevin, the trucking industry doesn't survive if the other sectors in the economy aren't doing well. And so, you know, we really do believe here at the Nevada Trucking Association and nationally that a rising tide floats all boats. We need to have policies that are good for businesses of all types and all sizes. And, you know, if we do that, if we can keep that balance, hey, the industry is going to be okay.
I want to ask you about the price of diesel. I know we've talked a lot about the price of a gallon of a regular and unleaded and all of that, but sometimes we forget to look at the diesel side of it. Where are we there? And I know that the price of unleaded has bounced back a little bit. Same thing for diesel?
So, again, typically diesel has been a lot higher than gasoline. And we've really seen that. Yeah, we've really seen that of late. So I'm bringing up my fuel page right now, Kevin. We have seen the price come down. Of course, it skyrocketed and it was up to a pretty heavy extent when Putin had invaded Ukraine. But the reality is, it was going up before that. I mean, we've been seeing the price of fuel and the price of diesel fuel going up, you know, really over the last couple of years. And, you know, I think, Kevin, that has everything to do with our energy policy, you know, with the energy policy of this country. And when we are not doing things that are growing the supply or hampering the supply of that product, you do see it at the pump. Now, we have come down a little bit in the last few months. Hey, some of that maybe is from the release of the fuel in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which we're actually, you know, down to one of the lowest places we've been in decades in terms of how much fuel we have in that Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And, you know, I do like to remind people is that, hey, we do have that there for a reason. You know, trying to bring down costs by releasing that probably isn't the best thing we can do, and it's definitely not its intended use. But here we are. Diesel is still really elevated from where it has been historically and where it's been over the last few years. You know, here in Las Vegas today, the average is $5.11. Its high was back in mid June, where it was just over $6. Nationwide, the price of diesel is down to about $5. Its high was $5.86 at that same time. Reno's typically one of the most expensive markets outside of California, and in fact, looking at it today, it still is. It's only, you know, Fresno and San Francisco and Stockland and LA and San Diego and Ontario that have higher diesel prices than Reno, Nevada right now. You know, right now diesel average in the Reno market, and that includes most of Northern Nevada, is $5.84.
Wow.
And
wow.
Think about. And that's down from $6.71 that same time, mid-June. So, hey, we've seen it come down, but it's still not good. Yeah, you know, we're still not in a good place. The beginning of 2021, diesel fuel in Reno was $3.21. In Las Vegas, it was $2.83. So going from $2.83 to $5.11. Yeah, hey, it's better than that. It's better than that. You know, $6 that folks are paying in mid June, but it's still not good.
No.
And, you know, it's really interesting when you hear politicians doing a victory lap, you know, celebrating the fact that, hey, fuel prices are coming down. It's like, okay, they're coming down, but it's still expensive. You know, it's still very expensive. It's still more expensive than it should be. And, you know, I'm reminded of that Groucho Marx quote. Who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes? you know, I like to think that the public is smarter than a lot of politicians give us credit for. You know, people are still seeing those elevated prices, you know, when they go to the grocery store. I mean, hell, I paid $14 for a pound of ground beef the other day at my local Safeway. $14. Looking at steaks, I mean, it was going to be over $50. And, you know, those are things that, you know, may have been $30 a few months ago. So when you think about diesel fuel, Kevin, you know, diesel fuel moves 97% of the trucks in this country. Diesel fuel is really that extremely important input for every single thing that we see on our store shelves. Hey, it's true, you know, in the ships that come over here from Asia, it's true on the rail. They're all using diesel fuel. The unfortunate part is it does have that cost escalator into every single thing that we buy.
Let me ask you, are people going, and I've only got 2 minutes left, are people going to be voting?
Sorry, I know, I can talk a lot.
No. I love it. I love it when you get on a roll like that. But I'm just curious, all that being said, are people going to vote that way? Are they going to vote on the economy? Is that what this election's going to be about?
You know, part of me hopes so. Part of me wants people to vote on, you know, an economy that's strong, because the reality is when we have a strong economy, you know, everything else is easier, right? You know, you tend to have less crime when you have a stronger economy. I mean, looking at the amount of crime that we have through our country right now, that's escalating, it's frightening. But I know a lot of people are looking at our economic conditions and they're nervous. And when folks are nervous, they tend not to spend a lot of money when you see that kind of volatility. We still have supply chain issues that are having an impact on our economy. I've talked to so many people who want to buy a new car, but they're waiting until things calm down a bit. And, you know, I hate to tell them, Kevin, is that I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. You know, I'm a short-term pessimist and a long-term optimist, although, you know, maybe I need to reevaluate some of those things. You always hope that, oh, people will get smarter. People will figure this out. People will figure out, hey, we need more of a supply of energy. People will figure out that we need to have that we need to have fossil fuels to operate the economy in the world, that we cannot do without them. When you look at a lot of these policies that folks are pushing out there, you know, from the California Resources Board to the Oregon legislature that is outlawing the sales of diesel by 2026, you know, you don't get rid of those things. You just tend to shift them. And, you know, I think I said it on here before, Kevin, and I'll say it again. I think, you know, a lot of this country is cursed with myopic leaders who are only looking at one thing and the impact on one thing, the impact on carbon. And, you know, they're not considering what the impacts are in other areas, you know, how much we're going to have to mine to move into this green future. Who's going to be doing the mining? Is it going to be us? Is it going to be our friends? Or are we going to be once again dependent on those enemies, or I'll say it nicely, geopolitical competitors, to have the good grace to provide us with those kind of resources? We're in for, I think, some scary times. I'm looking at what is happening in Europe right now. They're having an energy crisis there that has been brought on by decades of politicians virtue signaling about green energy. And unfortunately, they're going to be at a point because they've turned a lot of that energy leverage over to –